Good morning. Welcome into the Martin Morning Report. I've got five fast things from a very, very busy Friday in KMA land, and let's get to it. And we start with the tough for the $2 steak performance of the day at number one. How about those Lennox Tigers shocking the house last night? Shocking the house, shocking the state. Holy cow, as they take down Southeast Warren 1 week after Southeast Warren gets into the state rankings because of a state-rated win over Montezuma. Lennox goes to Lacona, leaves with the victory. Laramie Stokes, 123 rushing, 4 touchdowns, 85 receiving, a touchdown of his own through the air there. 7 tackles for Jaden Arnold, tackle and a half for loss. Colton Heidsick, 2 tackles for loss. And Lennox is your tougher than a $2 steak performance of the day. Also last night, Wild 1, East Union, Lamoni 66-60. East Union gets the win. Jensen Wagon comes in for an injured Braxton Tucker. 1 passing, 1 rushing touchdown. Bryce Pettit also had 3 receiving scores for the Eagles in the win. Other 8 player from last night, Woodbine's Brody Pryor was named the AgriVision Equipment Group Player of the Night following a game where he goes 10 out of 10 passing, 231 for yardage and 5 touchdowns. 3 of those to Landon Bloomwood, 5 catches for 137 yards. Also last night in 8 player District 10, Boyer Valley over East Mills, 53-7. Levi Reineke, 3 rushing scores plus 10 tackles, 3 tackles for loss. FM shuts out Sydney, 57 zip. Sawyer Forney, 75 passing yards plus 2 touchdowns, a rushing score and 2 interceptions on defense. In 8 player 9, Audubon rolls, 84 zip over Glidden Ralston, 151 on the ground, 2 touchdowns for Aiden Kiergaard. Xyra EHK, 56-52 over Cam. Alan Olson, 120 rushing, 2 touchdowns. Bryce Brabham, 174 rushing, a touchdown, a receiving score, an interception on defense. Jocelyn Kilworth, 175 rushing as well, 2 touchdowns and a passing score. 8 player District 8, Bedford beat Murray, 72-0. Quentin Dalton, 122 passing, 3 touchdowns, 79 yards rushing, 2 more scores, and a kickoff return for a score. In 8 player 7, Wayne beat Twin Cedars, 70-12. Fisher Buckingham had 144 rushing, 2 touchdowns, 40 passing yards as well. Number 2, small class 11 player from last night, Shenandoah beats another rival at 1A District 8. They take down Red Oak 48-6. Gabe Buttrey, 106 on the ground, 2 touchdowns. Trainer got 35 unanswered and a win over Tri-Center, 56-28. Ethan Hill, 198 passing, 3 touchdowns. Garrett Ludd of Underwood, big night for him as the Eagles went 56-7 over Missouri Valley, 207 passing, 30 rushing, 5 total touchdowns. In 2A District 8, Clarinda falls to Grandview Christian last night at home, 28-17. Van Meter a winner, 49-16 over Sheraton. Christian Williams, 206 rushing, 5 touchdowns. Also last night in A District 6, Martinsdale St. Mary's beat Colfax Mingo 34-6, and A7 Mount Air 32-6 over AHSTW, 136 rushing, a touchdown from Dyson Thompson. Southwest Valley shut out Nottoway Valley 42-0. Wyatt Shires 159 passing, 81 rushing, 3 total touchdowns. Gavin Wetzel had a 55-yard punt return for a score plus 100 yards of total offense. ACGC rolls over Central Decatur 49-6, and A8 IKM Manning beat Logan Magnolia 27-13. Ben Ramsey threw for 162, 3 touchdowns, had a pick on defense. In 1A7 Interstate 35, blank West Central Valley, 24 zip, 84 rushing, 2 touchdowns for Nick Pasuti. Also, Blitz Pleasantville, 45-7 over Ogden. Braylon Bingham, 3 passing touchdowns, 2 of those to Braden Kennedy. In 2A2, Kemper Catholic, a winner over Spirit Lake, 41-21. Number 3, large class 11 player from last night, Bishop Heelan Catholic, won in 3A1 over MOC Floyd Valley, 21 zip. In 3A6, Ethan McNeil rushed for 152 and 3 scores as Atlantic beat Perry, 49-7. Harlan, 56-35 over Crescent. Aiden Redmond, 237 rushing, 3 touchdowns. In 4A1, Sergeant Bluff Luton, 59-14 over Storm Lake. Beckett Veros, 103 rushing and a score. In 4A6, Glenwood beat Denison Sleswig, 50-7, 345 passing for Ben Carlo, 4 touchdowns, a rushing score. Caden Crouch, 152 receiving plus 2 touchdowns. Lewis Central, 52-21 over Boone. Brayden Doss, 237 rushing, 2 touchdowns, and 81-yard kick return for a score as well. In Iowa Class 5A last night, Sioux City East beat Des Moines Roosevelt 47-6. On to number 4, KMA land, Missouri and Nebraska. In Missouri, Rockport 70, DeKalb 6, Brock Holmes 90 rushing, 2 scores. Mountain City beat East Atchison 44-28. Check out the story now, KMALand.com and DTTA. Nottoway Valley 52-0 over Platte Valley. Braxton McGinnis 183 passing, 4 touchdowns, 38 rushing, and a score. South Holt beat Stuartsville Osborne 64-30. Griffin Kemmerling, 5 rushing scores there for South Holt. Worth County beat St. Joe Christian 72-26, 125 rushing, 3 touchdowns for Cole Ruby, 150 rushing, 2 touchdowns, plus 44 passing, another score for Hayden Sanders. Albany beat North Andrew 56-22, Jace Palmer 194 rushing, 2 scores, Elliot Mercer 99 yards on the ground, 5 touchdowns, Savannah beat Cameron 47-6, Colin Cleary 137 rushing and a touchdown. Also last night, Maryville, Stanberry also picking up wins in Missouri. In Nebraska, C1 District 1, Syracuse is now 6 6-0. They beat Nebraska City 49-0, 135 rushing, 3 touchdowns for Will Jansen. Also, Auburn won 41-6 over Falls City. In C1-2, Derek Tonges threw for 315 yards, 3 touchdowns, plus 47 rushing. Another score as Ashland Greenwood beat Boys Town 42-7. In D1-1, Johnson County Central had 2 punt returns for a score. 2 interceptions, 3 fumble recoveries in a 56-24 win over Omaha Christian Academy. Johnson Brock beat Freeman 78-21. Wyatt Fulton, 152 passing, 3 touchdowns, 79 rushing, 2 scores. In D2 District 1, Elmwood Murdoch and Humboldt Table Rock Senior were winners. In 6-player District 1, Sterling gets a win. And in non-district, Lord Central Catholic defeated Weeping Water 55-6. 3 rushing scores, 2 passing touchdowns for Callan Schnitzer. Number 5 last night, rest of the best, Savannah Volleyball lost to Notre Dame to Scion, but records were broken. For digs in a match by Mira Delaney, she had 36. For digs in a set, 10. And she reached 500 career digs. Also, Reese Gold broke the school record for assists in a match with 49. She also had 14 digs. And Miley Schrick reached 500 career digs with 21 last night. In softball, Savannah goes 2-0 yesterday. They beat Mexico 5-2. Addison Kaler, Sierra George, both 2 out of 3. 7 innings pitcher Emma McMullen, 7 strikeouts. They also beat Hickman 7-4. 3 hits each for George, as well as Grayson Schulenberg, who had a double and drove in 2. And finally, the Rich Ziegler Invitational yesterday in cross country at Syracuse. Auburn led area teams on the girls' side. A 3rd place finish, 3 in the top 14. Mallory Robbins of Plattsmouth was 4th overall. And on the boys' side, Syracuse 2nd, led by a 7-8 finish from Nolan Gardner and Dayton Graves. Plattsmouth was 4th, had 1 medalist. Ashland Greenwood finished in 8th with 1 medalist of their own. That's it. That's all. 5 fast things in a Martin Morning Report on this Saturday morning. You can check it all out and more, KMAland.com. Reminder, DTTA, go straight to the source, KMAland.com. We'll talk with you in 48 hours.